Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Partner in Success Radio. Today, I have the great privilege of introducing you to Lou Bertone. Lou Bertone is a longtime marketing and branding consultant. I have been following him around on the web for a long time. Lou helps entrepreneurs build breakthrough brands on the internet with services such as online video production, video branding, coaching, and creative support. Lou has a very interesting history. He is a former television executive. He worked for E! Entertainment Television, and later served as a senior vice president of marketing and advertising for Fox, the Fox family worldwide, actually. Lou is an author and a ghostwriter. He has 6 business books. He is a certified guerrilla marketing coach and a Book Yourself Solid certified coach. So he knows what he's talking about. So Lou, thank you so much for being here today. Welcome to the show, and I really appreciate you coming on rather last minute as we were talking earlier. So can you tell me more about how you came to be known such a well-known video marketing expert?
I guess I have, I like to say I have a checkered past, but basically I was working, actually grew up in the TV business because my dad worked at a TV station in Boston, so I kind of grew up with TV, and over the years I have watched the convergence of television and the internet so that it's almost all one thing now. So I as the internet and online video got more and more popular, I kept moving from the TV direction to the online video direction, and here I am.
Well, thank you so much for being here, because I know you have a lot to share. So can you talk, I think one of the questions I had when I sent out a video blast, an email blast rather, video is hot right now. And of course you've been doing this for a long time. So why is now, just right now, the best time to jump on the online video bandwagon?
Yeah, if you haven't been involved in video before to build your business or to brand, use it for branding, it's a great time because it's easier than ever, it's more popular than ever, and there's really a low barrier to entry. Some of the statistics that I've been seeing about online video are pretty staggering. I saw one in the Wall Street Journal, which I guess is a fairly credible source, that said in a typical week, 97 million Americans are streaming or watching online video, which is more than watching traditional television networks. So that's kind of interesting to see how it's video, online video has sort of turned the TV industry on its ear. And online video, you say it's popular, has grown actually 53% in the last year, and there are now more 18 to 34-year-olds watching online video than are watching traditional TV. And I think one way to illustrate that is yesterday when everyone started hearing the bad news about Michael Jackson. I saw that on Twitter probably a full hour before CNN was reporting it. So online social media, you know, it's really coming to its own as a medium. And the other reason to use...
TMZ break that story, and TMZ is not a credible news source.
No, not exactly, but it's funny.
But they broke it, which I found very odd.
Yeah, and it was showing up on, you know, on the social media networks and on Twitter, you know, within minutes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, YouTube and the social media network like that, you know, it really is just another social media network and another way to communicate with your audience. And with YouTube streaming, what's the statistic? I have 7 billion videos a month. There's a good reason for you to be part of that. If you haven't jumped on yet, now is the time.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. So let's say I'm an online entrepreneur, which I am.
Mm-hmm.
What are the benefits of having a web video presence for somebody, you know, who may just be starting out in their particular niche? Maybe they're a coach, maybe they're a virtual assistant, maybe they're You know, maybe they have products and services to sell. Let's say we have a psychologist that all of a sudden needs a very good web presence because he doesn't want to just deal with his local geographical area. His message needs to get out to a wider audience. How would video be good for him?
Video is perfect for that because it gives you sort of that worldwide exposure on the internet 24/7. You know, it's working for you while you're sleeping. The other benefits of having a video web presence, some of them are more technical, like video vastly improves your search engine optimization rankings, and I've seen that myself. I've seen videos that I've done show up in Google in virtually in minutes. The other nice thing about video and about having a web presence, video on your website, is that it increases the know, like, and trust factor because people can see you and they can relate to you better. They're seeing a live person rather than just words on a page. And I think that really makes you as a business person much more familiar and approachable to your prospects, so that ultimately what you're doing by having video on the web is you're accelerating that sales process.
Now, you said something earlier that caught my attention. How does video improve your SEO rankings? How does that work?
You know, I don't know from a technical standpoint, to be honest. I don't really know what the secret Google formula is, but I know that Google in particular just seems to favor video and seems to find it more easily. And so I have, the way that I know that is I have a Google alert on my name, and when I do a video, I'll see when it kind of pops up on YouTube or on Google, and it's really very quickly. And I've done a lot of videos, and what I do is I use the same keywords in the video titles and in the video descriptions, and the more often I do that, the better my search rankings come up. I think, I haven't checked this for a while, but if you did a search for online video branding, which are my keywords, I'm pretty sure that my website will be the first one that comes up on Google.
Well, that
so it works really well.
Mm-hmm. And because you're putting them on YouTube, and YouTube has such an enormous footprint, I would imagine that that certainly has something to do with the algorithms as well.
Yeah, again, I don't, you know, all the coding and stuff like that, I don't, you know, I wouldn't claim to know any of that. I just know that it works. Yeah.
Well, when video first came out, and that's why I asked, when video first came out, you really couldn't get ranked with video, because there was no text in it. And, of course, the search engines were looking strictly for text. That's changed. I mean, that's no longer the case. But, you know, video now, I guess because of just the way it's coded in the background, and I'd have to look into it, but I agree with you. I've looked up some videos, and, oh, my, the rankings that these things get are just, they're insane. So what are some of the best uses for online video to build and expand a personal brand? Because this is a very, very important thing these days. People are, and I'm seeing this in my industry, and you may as well, people are leaving their jobs for whatever reason. It may be they took their golden parachute. They may have taken their 401k. They may have been laid off, but people are leaving large parts of the business community. And entrepreneurialism, is alive and well, as far as I'm concerned. People are just saying, you know, I really just don't want to go back into that rat race. I am going to do what I love and I'm passionate about. So I'm seeing a huge growth of new entrepreneurs, and they need a web presence. So one of the biggest questions I get in this, I said, I'll ask Lou. I know the person to ask. What are the best ways that they can build their personal brand using video? Because I've been telling new clients, you need to get video. You need it now.
Right, and you see that you'll notice more and more websites and blogs using and incorporating video. And you know, the websites and blogs that I use, like WordPress, are ideal for that because most of the templates have a place for video built into them. But the good thing about, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, whether you're just trying to build your brand or even just starting out, you can really plant a flag and establish your niche pretty quickly with video. And some of the ways you can do that is as simple as putting a welcome video on your website or on your homepage, because there you can kind of introduce yourself to your prospects and to your visitors, tell them what, you know, who you are, what you do. So it's a great way to introduce your services to folks. You can also put videos online. We were talking about YouTube, just to build your presence and increase your exposure. You can certainly upload videos to YouTube One of the things you can do with YouTube and many of the other sites is you can, from there, post your video to Facebook, YouTube gives you sort of a one-click option to share your video on Facebook once your video is on YouTube. You should also take that embed code that the video sites give you and use that to put it on your own website. So you don't need servers and FTPs and all that kind of stuff. You can take the code right off of YouTube that they give you and cut and paste that into your blog, and you will immediately have video on your website or blog. And some of the other things... Yeah, it's incredibly easy, and some of the things that I usually suggest folks do if they're just starting out is create a tip series on YouTube. You can, if you've got a lot of content, you can break it down into 1 or 2 minute video tips and tricks and techniques and post that on YouTube. You can, if you're a speaker or an author, you can put speaking clips or demos or samples on your website or on YouTube. You can... create a live video show if you prefer to sort of do something live and off the cuff. There are sites like ustream.tv, that's U with the letter U, stream.tv, that allows you to do webcasting for free. And you can send video emails, video postcards. Just the more you use video, the more you're going to connect with your audience and the more personal it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have a product, or I don't know if it's a product or if it's a... It was maybe a free seminar that you were doing on flip cams.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that some time ago and thinking, what a great idea.
Yeah, what
Can
I did was
about
I just...
that a little?
I was getting so many phone calls and questions about flip video cameras. And if in case you haven't seen it, the flip video cameras are the very small, portable, and very affordable little video cameras sold by... Cisco owns the company that does the flip video camera. But you can get these little video cameras for under $200 on Amazon.com. They're great quality. They're easy to use. They're simple. And they allow you to do very easy uploading right from your computer, because they've got a little USB port that flips out. You plug it into your PC or Mac, and it does all the work for you. And I was getting a lot of questions about the flip cam, so I just... created a little flip video guide, a free guide, and then put it up on a website. I think it's flipcamtips.com. So there's a free guide to the flip camera. And honestly, I just did it so that, you know, as folks were calling me saying, well, which flip should I get? And what does this do? And what does that do? It's like I just put it all online and said, go look at the guide and save me a half an hour of telling you. But it's a great little camera. It makes it easy, makes it very accessible. Incredibly easy to use, even if you've never used a video camera before. So that's what's the nice thing about the flip video camera, is it's made it even easier and more affordable to do video.
See, I had the same question. I had looked at those and said, well, which one's a good quality one? I don't want to just go buy one and find out that it's very fuzzy. But it's funny that you say, you know, create a tip series on YouTube. I was poking around not too long ago on YouTube. I don't spend a lot of time there, but when I need... What I'm finding, to back up just a little bit, is if I'll type in a Google search term, like how to install WordPress.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I wind up at YouTube. Darn it. Mm-hmm. There I am. So more people are doing, you know, the how-to tips. I even saw a girl who was showing people how to put on wigs. She was so cute, and she was so personable. I've never seen a wig on anybody, and I've never touched a wig in my life, but I was fascinated just by the sheer personality of this girl. And I watched 6 different videos of her teaching people how to put on wigs. Is that information I needed? No. But it was really entertaining. And I remember thinking, she's on something. She's got a good thing going. And she had a lot of people viewing those little videos. So you don't have to be professional, is what you're saying. You can just put your passion or your interest or your hobby on YouTube and get people to start recognizing who you are.
Exactly. And a lot of the, you know, some of the most popular videos and the most popular things on the internet, like Gary Vee and what's it called, Wine TV or something, but, you know, these people are, and they're becoming, you know, online video stars, really, just because they're taking their passion and they're putting it online and they're connecting with people. And, you know, there's no, you don't necessarily need that. You can basically just do what you're passionate about and put that online, and if it connects with people, then you'll do great.
Yeah, I agree. It's an interesting medium. one of the biggest questions I get is cost. You know, people say, well, I'm new to this. I don't really know how to do it. I really don't know what my message is. I don't know how to sync my voice to the text. You know, should it be a slideshow? I mean, the questions, and I know you've heard them all. The biggest thing for people is what's affordable? What is really going to work well for me and what's affordable if I'm really starting out? So what advice would you give people who just, they may not really have a broadband budget for this. Where can they start?
Well, that's the other good news about online video is it's very inexpensive, and most of the resources don't cost anything. I mean, obviously, if you've got an internet connection, high-speed internet connection is a good place to start. But you can get a free account on YouTube. You can use a webcam, like a Logitech webcam, that is as low as $30, and some of the higher-end ones go up to about $130. But you can use a webcam. Some of the computers, like Macs, have webcams built right in, which is kind of nice. And literally, with just a webcam and an internet connection and a free account on YouTube, you can create video. In fact, if you decide to, you know, get a little fancier and want to get a flip video camera, those are under $200 on Amazon.com, and that's for the HD model. So that's a very high-quality little camera, and you can get up and running with video for under $200.
We just had somebody in the chat room. His name is Chuck. Said, I just checked Flip Video Ultra 30. On Amazon, it's $85.85.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
I don't know if that's a good camera or not, but that's a good price.
I mean, it's not the newest one, but you don't need to have the newest or the latest to be able to do video.
Well, I agree. And sometimes I think you need to, if you're just starting out, you need to just go ahead and get what you can afford and learn as you go. So I know we're talking about personal videos where you're actually, you know, shooting yourself or shooting an event going on around you. How about videos where they're just slides, where it's text, where it's information, where it's pictures? How do you get people to create those?
I tell folks, like, even if they don't have a video camera, if they are doing demos or tutorials, they can use Camtasia, which is a PC-based program that's like a screen capture program. If they're on a Mac, they can use a similar program called ScreenFlow. You can turn PowerPoint presentations into movies. I've done that before where I've just narrated a PowerPoint and then saved it as a movie and uploaded it to YouTube. You can even use sites such as Animoto.com, which is Animoto.com, to use photos and text and music and create a video montage. And the nice thing about Animoto.com is they pretty much do the editing for you. I mean, you just basically plug in some photos and some text, and they'll, you know, in seconds mix a video for you that you can then upload to YouTube. So you don't even need a video camera technically to do video.
That's the big question. People say, well, I just don't want to spend the money. I don't have the expertise. Help, help, help. And you're giving some great information here. So I know you have a video traffic blast system. I've been looking at it. Tell me about that.
Well, what I did was, in doing this so long, I was getting a lot of questions, and there's a lot of curiosity about, well, you know, how do you make a video viral, or how do you get the most exposure from video, how do you maximize your video? So basically, I took the process that I was using, or that I've been using, and just kind of put it all in speaking of video tutorials, I put it into six video tutorials, and those are a combination of PowerPoint and Camtasia and various other things where I just basically step-by-step go through the whole process of how to create a video, upload it to YouTube, use sites like TubeMogul.com, which is another free site, to blast it out to a whole bunch of different sites. And so I've done a lot of, you know, obviously I've been doing this for a few years, and I just kind of did a brain dump onto all these video tutorials and included what I use and how I maximize my videos and how I get a lot of views of videos, because obviously you want to leverage that. You want to do one video and have it show up in many, many different places, and that's kind of how you increase your visibility and build your brand.
Okay, where can people go to see that?
Well, it's not even out yet, but you can get a sneak peek at videotrafficblast.com. I think, you know, it all works. It isn't officially launched, but I mean, if you went to videotrafficblast.com, you'd see the sales page and all the information. So it all works. and you can get a sneak peek there, and that basically tells you how to maximize your distribution and how to make your videos viral and how to optimize them for sharing on the web. Because what I like to do is, you know, create one video and then have it serve many purposes and many uses. So I'll use the same video on my website, I'll use it on YouTube, I'll send it to Facebook, I will, you know, attach the link to Twitter and send out tweets about it. So you're doing one video, but it's getting a lot of mileage.
Yeah, sounds like it. So I had another question that I just lost my mind there. So the quickest and the easiest way is once you've got your video, and I know we've got some building to do, you know, if we're brand new at this, but let's just say that we took the easy route, and the easy route I would think would be to do a PowerPoint, make some audio, save it as a movie. I would think for a novice that might be the quickest. Would that be correct? Okay.
Yeah, that's so, a nice, easy way to do video and to have something existing. You know, maybe you're camera shy or maybe you just don't know exactly what you want to do on camera. You can certainly create it that way and have the video ready to go.
Okay. So how do you mind giving a few steps? Because most people know what PowerPoint is. They probably are not going to know how to add the audio. So do you mind giving a very quick verbal tutorial here?
Sure. Well, I mean, and I'm on a Mac, so it might be a little bit different, but the PowerPoint that I have allows you to narrate. It allows you to save your PowerPoint presentation as a movie. Let me see, where is it? Save as. I'm looking at it right
now. It's on the counter. I started it up just before we got on the phone, and it said, I heard it speaking to me. It said English, and I went, oh, crumb. Now what?
Yeah, and they make it so easy, you know, especially with Macs, because then they also have a program built in called iMovie, which is very easy to use, very user-friendly. But if you've got a PowerPoint and you narrate it, you know, you can record. There's a command called Record Narration, and then you basically save it as a movie, and once you've got it as a movie file, you can upload it to YouTube or to any of the video hosting sites. What I typically do is I upload my videos to YouTube and another site called blip.tv. And the reason I use blip.tv a lot is, again, for leverage. Blip.tv allows you to share your video to Facebook and MySpace and to some of the social media sites like StumbleUpon. So, again, I'm putting the video up once, but I'm sending it out to many places. And then I use, I mentioned earlier, TubeMogul.com, which is another free web resource where if you upload your video to TubeMogul.com, you can then blast it out to dozens of video hosting sites with one click, which is kind of nice because you'll get a lot of... Yeah, you'll get a lot of exposure because your video will go to many different video hosting sites. Then I'll take the embed code that is on most of the sites. It's just a couple of lines of HTML code that you cut and paste and put it into your website or blog so that the video will show up on my blog. And the other thing you can do, which I recommend, is you can customize your YouTube page and create a YouTube channel so that if you've got all the videos that you want them all in one place, or you've got a theme, you can customize your YouTube channel and change the colors and the background so that it can tie in with your overall brand.
Right.
So that's always a good way to do it. And then the last thing that I do is I upload the video to social networking sites such as Facebook. There are other sites that will ping Twitter. Like if you upload your video to a free site called TweetTube, TweetTube.com, that will send a notice to Twitter that you have uploaded a video there. So even though you can't put the physical video on Twitter, you can notify Twitter that you've got a video and link back to it. So that's always a nice way to get additional exposure.
Yeah, very. Thank you. That's a lot of information. So interesting that it's a lot.
I know, so many sites, so many sites, so little time.
I know. Oh, believe me, I know. But you know, you're automating. I'm following along, and you really got this automated. You know exactly you're going to build the video. You're going to go ahead and optimize the video, get your meta tags in. It sounds like you have a very, I wouldn't say quick system, but you have a very analytical system in place.
Yeah. And once you do all the stuff up once, once you do everything up front, it's much, much easier, you know, on your second and third video.
Yeah, well, you know, once you get those little profile pages built and the logins, that's sometimes the hardest part is just getting them all tied together. Speaking of optimizing videos, what's the best way to optimize these videos? Because I'll be honest with you, if I get on a video and it's going to last more than about 3 or 4 minutes, I'm gone. And I suspect a lot of people do that too.
It is, and it seems like it's getting shorter and shorter. I used to tell people to keep their videos under 3 minutes. In fact, YouTube has a 10-minute limit, but I can't imagine watching a 10-minute video. Now I'm telling people to keep it even to 1 and 2 minutes. Just the shorter, the better. The more succinct you can be with your content, the better. If you have a lot of content to share, you can break it down into a series. So definitely under 3 minutes, preferably even shorter than that. And the other thing I do to optimize it is when I do the videos, I use consistent keywords in the video title and in the video description, because each of these video sites will give you a space to put a description of the video. So not only will I kind of fill that with keywords, but I always start out with my website URL, especially like on YouTube, because if you put your website URL first in the video description, that will show up as a live link back to your site. So most of my videos will begin with HTTP, www.onlinevideobranding.com presents, yada, 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 because that becomes a live link.
And be sure to put the HTTP in there or it doesn't become a live link.
Exactly.
I don't know why that is, but a lot of people will do this on different sites and they'll just put the www. That doesn't make it a live link, so always put that HTTP. So you're using keywords, you're using your website URL, which is fabulous. Where would you tell people to go to find keywords? I mean, if they're just really uncertain what meta tags are, keywords, you don't want to have keywords that don't make sense, clearly. And you don't want to have sentences that just have a bunch of keywords but don't make sense. So would you suggest Word Tracker or just sit down and write it on paper and
Word Tracker, and, again, that you don't have a lot of room for the description, but, you can find a way. If I'm doing, an iPhone demo, because I noticed that there's a ton of iPhone videos on YouTube or that's a trending keyword or something on Twitter, I'll say, onlinevideobranding.com presents iPhone tips and tricks or something, and it could be that simple because I want to make sure I get the word iPhone in there. So it really just depends what you're trying to promote. WordTrack is always a good bet, but definitely make sure that the descriptions make sense and that they're short and tell what your video is about while still using the keywords.
Now, do you try to keep your descriptions under about 140 characters? Because when you're doing a Google search, you only get about 140 characters.
Yeah, which is funny because it's the same as Twitter. But
Yeah,
I try and keep them short, again, because especially if you're doing it on TubeMogul, which is going to several different sites, you don't know exactly, all the sites are going to have slightly different requirements. So the shorter you can keep it, the more is going to be seen in your description when you go to that site.
Yeah, you just have to keep it short, pertinent, and sweet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about making videos interactive and viral, and I know that those are not mutually exclusive. And
right.
I do have a couple of questions about colors and music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some colors, like black backgrounds, I think are a huge no-no, but that's just the web developer in me. So I'd love to hear your take on colors, music, and how to make these interactive and viral, or one or the other.
Sure. Well, from a color standpoint, again, you may want to go with something that is consistent with your brand. And when you're shooting your video, especially if you're using a webcam, just be aware of your background, that your background isn't distracting or messy or just some crazy color. And I've seen, everything. But if you're just in an office or you're in an environment that is consistent with your brand, some folks have, a bookcase behind them or something professional, just make sure it's not distracting and that it doesn't detract from the message. So that's color-wise, stay away from crazy colors and blacks or just white, and try and keep it simple and consistent with your brand. As far as music goes, one of the mistakes that sometimes newbies make is they may say, oh, I've got this great Coldplay song I want to use in my video. Well, you can't do that, obviously, because of licensing and royalty issues, and you don't want to get in trouble with that. So you can use stock music or music that you can get on sites like even iStock Photo, which is a photo website, now has music that you can get pretty inexpensively. So when I was doing like holiday video cards, I'd go there and search for holiday music that I could use without getting in trouble, and it was very inexpensive. The other source that I use is called DigitalJuice.com, and they basically sell sound libraries and video libraries and things like that, and you can get, again, very inexpensively, you can get background music that you can use in your videos if you decide to go that route.
Yeah, a lot of people do. What are your thoughts on music that is just too loud and in your face?
Yeah, I think you've got to keep, I mean, unless you're doing sort of a video montage, I saw a great one that a friend of mine did about snowboarding, and it had, you know, kind of loud rock music, but it was very appropriate, and it wasn't fighting with the narration because it was just a video montage of photos and music that he did at Animoto.com. So that worked. But if you're talking, you don't want to have to try and talk over the music, and you don't want anything that, again, is going to detract from the message. So I try and, if I'm adding music to a video, I try and keep it in the background and keep it low so that it kind of adds to the overall feel of the video, but it doesn't, kind of interfere with what you're saying.
Right, I agree. Some of them, I've had videos where I always have my speakers on, and I'll hit a website or I'll hit YouTube, and all of a sudden I'm blasted backwards in my chair. It's like, oh,
yeah,
that hurt. So,
mm-hmm.
I guess it works for some markets, but I think for professionals, we shouldn't do that. And that's just
no. And if you decide to add music, it should definitely be subtle. And again, something, you know, I work with some folks that have, you know, music as part of their brand. I mean, they may have a jingle or some background music that they use consistently.
Sure. Well, and that makes perfect sense. So let's talk about optimizing. We already talked about optimizing. How do you make your video interactive? And that's a big question. People say, I want my video out there, but I want people to be able to ask me a question or go back to my website. I don't want just this video that just sits there and takes up space.
Right.
What
There's
do you
a couple
do
of ways to
like
do
that.
YouTube has a function called annotations where you can kind of add notes and overlays to your video, which is kind of neat. You can play with that a little bit and test that out. The technology that I use is called Veeple.com. It's a website and a software that allows you to put clickable links right into the video. And the reason I use that is because it really is kind of neat. Like as I'm doing a video, I can have my Twitter handle show up, and if you click it, you'll go to my Twitter page. Or I can have, if I'm talking about a flip camera, I can have insert an Amazon logo that is clickable and will lead you back to the Amazon site. So Veeple is great if you do a lot of videos, and again, that's not a free service, but if you really want to make your video interactive, you can use Veeple to add all these live clickable links. So that's what I typically use. If you want the quickie free version, you can go to YouTube and use the annotations function.
Now, Veeple is not particularly user-friendly, is it?
It is. I mean, it's user-friendly in that it has a really short learning curve. And it's, you basically put in an icon, like a Facebook icon, if you want people to go to your Facebook page and link it to your Facebook page. And it's also, they host the video, and they make that sort of, they give you the interactive video, and then you can use that embed code and put it back on your own website. So all the videos on my website, on onlinevideobranding.com, are hosted at Veeple and have the interactive links. So if you went there, you'd see different examples of how I use that. The other nice thing about that particular service is that they give you some pretty rich analytics. So I could see who was clicking on what, who was watching the video, what country they were from. I'm huge in Turkey, apparently, by the way. So, but I don't know why I have so many Yeah, so
I'm
going to do the turkey tour eventually. But the other thing I noticed was because I have these analytics, I could see, okay, well, a lot of folks in my videos are dropping off after a minute and a half. So I'm going to start making my videos a minute and a half because I noticed a huge drop-off at that point. So it just gives you sort of the research to improve your videos and to continue tweaking them until they're, you know, optimized.
Right, right. Now, what does VEEPL mean? I mean, somebody in the chat room should spell that.
I have no idea.
What is VEEPL?
VEEPLE.com. And it's a pretty new, you know, Silicon Valley website, and these guys have, I talk to them all the time, they've just figured out how to make the videos truly interactive. The other thing that you can do, I mean, again, I guess this would be good for educators or for people doing demos, is you can actually click on PDFs and the video will pause and open up a PDF if you want to demonstrate something, or if you want to say, you know, hey, take a look at this Word document by clicking here. So, you know, it's just good for especially small businesses that are doing a lot of video. It's good for that. It may not be for the solopreneur. They may not be quite ready for it yet, so that they can do other things by using YouTube and the annotations function. And more video really is becoming interactive, so you're not just watching a video, but you're actually engaging.
To be honest with you, about the only time I go to YouTube is during Christmas when I want to watch Christmas shows.
Ah,
I want to find the old, you know, the Boris, who was it, the old Grinch Who Stole Christmas. With,
oh, exactly, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the only time I'm at YouTube, and I'm there a lot, but most of the time I don't. But I, what you said earlier about people dropping off after about a minute and a half, I get that, because people are busy, and you kind of have to get our attention in that first 30, 60 seconds. If you don't have it, we're on to something else.
Absolutely.
So I can really understand why making a series would be a very good suggestion. I think that was a great thing. So by adding the clickable links to your sales page or to a shopping cart even, I guess.
Yep.
You get, very nice. So you can actually
turn one of these
into a sales page, a live sales page.
Yeah, exactly. And then the nice thing is you can see, like I did a promotion recently, and I had a video on the sales page, and I could track, you know, how many views it was getting, which was great. I mean, I noticed, you know, in a week we had 2,000 views of the video, which meant obviously 2,000 people visited the sales page, so that was kind of neat. And I mean, you can definitely use it and start to use it more and more for to help in your business and as a real business tool.
Well, I like going back to VEEPL. I'm rather fascinated with it. You said something about teaching. You know, this would be good for teachers. I think this, if you can embed PDFs and PowerPoints and Word documents into these videos, I think this would be great for coaches.
Yeah, absolutely.
That,
I mean,
you
can do a whole series.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can do tutorials where you've got, instead of just, say, go download the PDF, you can walk them through it and be watching a video, and then the video will pause when you say, you know, okay, now click on this PDF and do the exercises and then click back on the video so that, you know, you can start and stop the video, and PDF will open up right from the video, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are good resources for other online entrepreneurs. So we all know about YouTube. We certainly know about Ustream. As you mentioned earlier, the Wine TV show is on there, and he's got a huge following.
Yeah.
What are some lesser-known video sites that you can recommend?
Some other sites that I like, one of them is called 12 Seconds, the number 12seconds.tv. And this is sort of, I guess you'd call it the Twitter of video, because they give you 12 seconds to say your piece and post it to their website, which is 12seconds.tv. They then send a notice to Twitter. But 12seconds.tv is nice if you have really, really quick tips and you want to do a tip series, or if you are promoting something maybe that's happening that day. Hey, don't forget to tune into my teleseminar coming up at 2 p.m. today. So 12 seconds keeps it really short and sweet, but it's a nice way to do quick little videos from your right from your webcam and send them to the internet. Another one is called vodpod.com, and again, you can do a video and send it to social networking sites or your blog. One of the things that I found out that I didn't realize was you can even upload videos to photo sites like Flickr and PhotoBucket. They now take videos.
Yeah,
and I kind of stumbled upon that. Now you can't do 10-minute videos on there or anything like that, but you can certainly post videos on Flickr, which is pretty cool.
Very nice. Well, you were talking about 12-second TV a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nifty little utility that I use to find out where your usernames are located.
Mm.
A lot of people say, well, you know, where's 12-second TV and where's this one, where's that one? Go to a little website called usernamecheck.com. And that is all you do is you type your username into the little box at the top. And it's
mm-hmm.
going to run through all of these different social networking sites, YouTube included. And
wow.
it's going to tell you, yes, you're there or no, you're not. So I just posted that in the chat room. I really recommend going there. And if you don't have any need for these yet, go get them because somebody's
mm-hmm.
going to take your name. So go to
usernamecheck.com.
And you'll see YouTube and 12 Seconds TV, and you're going to see all of those on there. Get busy and grab your names today. So
yep,
let's go
that's
back
a great resource.
To, oh, it is. I love it. Let's go to PingFam. How do you say that? Ping FM.
Ping FM. Yep.
Yeah.
Ping.fm. Again, it's I like to, you know, we want to leverage our time and we want to be automate as much as possible, obviously, and not have to, you know, do all these tedious, oh my God, I have to upload to all these different sites.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about Ping FM is you can do an announcement or a little blurb there, and it's, you know, like what TubeMogul does for video, Ping FM does for text, and you can send it out to many, many different sites all at once. And what I do is, you know, when I do a video, I will link back to it and post that link on Ping FM so that folks can go back and find the video and just click on a link.
Yeah, it really is a great service, and you'll find that on the user check too. iTunes.
Excellent.
How do you
yep.
send your video to iTunes? Because that's a biggie.
It is, and it's really, you know, I mean, it's relatively easy to add your video to iTunes. And again, I won't go through the technical description because iTunes has, you know, 3 pages of notes about how to do it. But again, once you do it once and once you get it all set up, it's like setting up an RSS feed. You can route your video to iTunes, and, you know, you never know who's going to come across it there because obviously there's a ton of people using that site.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, everybody's on there. So what are your favorite video resources for those of us who are taking notes? What
mm-hmm.
are your favorite?
My faves are, I like iStock Photo, which is the letter I and stockphoto.com, because they're actually more than just stock photos. I use photos for my videos, obviously, but they also have video footage and music. And, you know, you can get some neat footage there. If you decide you want to do a video but you don't want to tape it yourself, you can get some stock footage and narrate it. And it's really inexpensive to get. I mean, I've gotten photos and music there for $5 or $10. So iStock Photo is a great resource. Digital Juice, I mentioned earlier, is a great place to get, like, graphics libraries and different kinds of, you know, whether you want text or graphics or music. Digital Juice has all that kind of stuff. And that's really helpful for somebody that does video a lot because I won't want to just use the same music clip over and over. I've got a library to choose from, and I can choose, you know, either, you know, mellow music or fast-paced music or whatever you want. So Digital Juice is a great place for that. The other site that I recommend or the other software that I like to use a lot is called Vlogit, Vlogit, and that's made by Adobe.com. And Vlogit is very simple, intuitive editing software for the PC. And it's got a lot of sort of drop and drag functionality. And the other nice thing about Vlogit, again, it's made by Adobe.com, is that it comes with sort of a video teleprompter. So you can put your script right into the video and read it. You know, if you're on a webcam, you can vlog it. Will serve as a teleprompter. You can read your script and look at the camera at the same time.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm putting these into the chat room right now.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, well, we have a lot of people asking questions. So recommended action steps.
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell people? Let's just assume that we've got people on the phone listening and saying, I don't know where to start. I know I need to do it. I see these great videos everywhere. I've been following Lou on Facebook, but I honestly don't know what the first action step is. What do you tell them?
Well, the easiest and simplest way is to get a webcam and, you know, practice, create a video on your computer, post it to YouTube. If you're not ready for the world to see it, YouTube has a little thing that you can click to make it private so just you can see it or just your friends can see it. So create a video, post it to YouTube. If you're happy with it and you want to start to spread it out, you can share the video from YouTube to Facebook with one click. There's a little button there that says share to Facebook. So you send it to Facebook. The nice thing about that is that not only is it in your stream, but if other folks comment on the video, then it shows up on their page and in their stream as well. You've got your video, you've put it to YouTube, you put it to Facebook, then take the link that YouTube gives you and promote that on Twitter so that you can tell your Twitter followers that you've got a new video. One of the other things that I forgot to mention earlier is that you can actually create your own homepage for videos or your own video page with a site called Fligo.com. That's Fligo.com. And Fligo is a free service where basically you can upload and post your videos and sort of create your own homepage for videos. So that's just another site and another way to keep all your videos in one place. And they allow some branding. You know, you can change the color in the background and things like that. Right. So you can create your own Fligo channel.
So I have to say, and then if you get over your head,
that's a nice one. And, you know, if you find that you're over your head or you get stuck, there are resources online. There are folks like me. There's folks like my colleague, AskMrVideo.com. He's great and has tons of resources on his site as well. So there's people out there that can help you. So don't feel like you're all alone and you're stuck.
Well, a lot of people do. I'm hearing some, not panic, but almost. People just say, well, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing that a lot. It's kind of sad. So this is why I wanted you on my show so badly.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, one place to start, if you say, well, look, I don't even have a camera yet, is you can turn a PowerPoint into a movie or go to Animoto.com and create a little video montage, which you can do for free. I mean, they have a free service and a paid service, but even with the free service, you can create a quick little video montage just with photos and music.
Now, I have a quick question about Animoto. You know, I just kind of messed around with it a little bit during Christmas last year because I have a massive Christmas website. It's actually number one in the world.
Wow,
and I was
really?
Trying to do, yeah, it really is. And it was an accident, but it just kind of happened that way. It's ranked number one. But anyway, I was fooling around with Animoto just for fun. And I built some real cute little, I guess, presentations on the free side. And when I went to upload them to YouTube, they kept telling me that the music that I chose on Animoto was no good, that they wouldn't let me do it, and they kept denying these videos.
Mm.
So have you ever had that happen? I got fairly frustrated and quit. I didn't
know. No, and again, it may have to do with, you know, if you were selecting your own music.
No, it was their music.
Oh, okay, that doesn't make
sense.
Yeah,
that was what I found so odd.
Yeah, and it's funny, that's why, you know, so many of these sites, when they're in beta, you got to, you know, they don't always work right the first or second time. But what they're doing now is they find a lot of, you know, they've got a lot of independent bands and they've got a lot of music that you can select. And everything that's on their site at this point should be using okay, should be okay to use. So you can go through
and try.
Yeah, you know, select the kind of music. Now, if you used a sort of a song, a public song, I think I used the Coldplay example earlier, YouTube's going to recognize that and say, you know, you can't do it. So the nice thing about Animoto is they give you a lot of music samples that you can use to create your video montage.
And I've seen several. I mean, people will post them on Facebook, and, you know, I think they're more on the paid version.
Yep.
You can get really creative with those. It's a very, very nice resource.
Yeah, and it's nice because I think on the free version you probably can only do 30-second videos. 30
seconds.
But
right.
It's even the paid version is not very expensive, if I remember right. And that way, if you want to do a two-minute video montage, again, it's, you know, you're just basically selecting photos and text and a few other elements, and Animoto is editing a video, professional editing for you, and they throw in all kinds of neat effects and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's as if you've, you know, hired a video editor for hundreds of dollars an hour, but you've created it yourself in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can remix it, which is a fairly interesting little tool.
Exactly, and they also have an email tool on there and a YouTube upload. So, again, you don't have to start jumping around to a whole bunch of different sites. You can do everything from the Animoto site.
It's a good place to start, I think, while you're crafting your message.
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
because
and you can experiment and get more comfortable with it.
Right. Here's the thing with these things. A lot of people will say, oh, I want a video. Well, what do I say in the video? What do I do? And it just freezes them. So it's kind of like the video writer's block. How do you get people past that?
Yeah, and it was funny because I always assumed that the technology was the hurdle that people would have to overcome when it came to video, but what I found the more and more I worked with clients was it's not so much the technology as it is the, I don't want to call it stage fright, but just basically, you know, either they don't know what to say or they just don't really want to be on camera or they're afraid that they won't look professional or project the right image. And like anything, you know, that comes with practice and rehearsals. And, you know, I always say, hey, if the Hollywood folks can do 20 takes, then we can too. So a lot of it's trial and error. A lot of it is, you know, you have to get comfortable with seeing and hearing yourself on camera. And there are a few things you can do to look professional that are not that difficult. And one of those is to just make sure that your background is clean and uncluttered when you're on camera, especially with a webcam. The other is that you want to make sure that your lighting is adequate. Natural light is fine, but you want to always make sure that you're lighting from the front so that the light's not coming from behind you. And the other tip for sort of looking good is to, if you're not using a webcam, is to use a tripod and keep your camera steady, because it's very hard to hold a camera, even a flip camera, steady for any period of time. But you can get a camera tripod very inexpensively and mount the camera there, and that way you will have a nice steady shot.
All right. Lou, we have a lot of people on the switchboard. Do you have time to take a few questions?
Sure, yep.
Okay, let me see if we can get some of these people on the air. Let's see, we have somebody calling from the 773 area code. Are you on? This is Denise with Lou Bourton. Don't see anybody there. Let's try this one. Hi, this is Denise Griffiths and Lou Bourton. Are you on the show? Do you have a question? Hello? It's funny. We have a lot of people in there with their hands raised, but we're not able to get them on the call. Is anybody on the
camera shy there, voice shy.
Yeah. Is there anybody here who would like to ask Lou a question? It is not working, but, you know, Blog Talk Radio does this sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you get questions through the chat as well?
We did earlier, but I have been kind of typing answers back.
Mm-hmm.
They
wanted
to know where the free flip video guide was, and I put that one in there.
Thank you.
Now, I hear somebody. Does anybody have a question for Lou? Lou, do you hear them?
Nope.
Well, I hear somebody. It's crazy.
Mm.
Well, I am so sorry we're not able to get any callers on the line. That's really disappointing. Let's try one more. Well, do you have a call? Do you have an question for Lou? Hello? I give up.
I feel like the Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
I know why that thing is so popular. Can you hear me? It makes perfect sense. Well, I am so sorry. This is just not working, but, you know, technology doesn't always work, but we did have a great interview today. So where do people find you on the Internet?
They can go to onlinevideobranding.com is my main site, or they can check out the system that I use called Video Traffic Blast, which is a series of 6 video tutorials, and that's it. VideoTrafficBlast.com.
Okay. Well, Lou, thank you so much for being here this week. I mean, you have given an enormous amount of information. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So, again, I mean, this has just been tremendous. We are getting, in my industry, so many clients who are just, they want video badly. They don't have a clue where to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to download this and send it to all of my clients.
Excellent. Yeah, they, you know, once you dip your toes in the water, it's really much easier than you might imagine.
Well, to be honest with you, I had, you know, I'm having the same problem that we were talking about a few minutes ago, which is, you know, kind of that video fright. It's like, where do I start?
Yeah.
So this has really been very helpful for me, too. So, Lou, thank you again. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. And this is Denise Griffiths and Lou Bortone. Thank you for being here. We will see you again next week. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.